Now leading the lead with an astonishing perfect batting average of 1,000, the catcher, Patty Mahoney. A solid triple. And now the worst batter in the league, Doug Funny.
Come on, Doug. It's all up to you.
Strike one!
The only reason I'm in this game in the first place is to help Patty.
Strike two!
Why couldn't she need help with something I was good at?
Softball team will begin after school today. If any of you boys think
you're man enough to play for the Honkers, be there.
Hey, we're boys. Maybe we're man enough to do it. I mean, what do we have to lose?
Well, we could be laughed off the face of the earth. There's no way I'm going, Skeet. No way.
Yeah, but...
And don't think you can change my mind either.
Too small, you're out. Knobby knees, hit the shower. Too many elbows, forget it, son. You look like you might be man enough to be a honker. Hit the field, mister.
Thanks, guys.
Negative muscle mass, you're out.
Oh, what about me, coach?
Negative brain mass, get off my field.
Yeah, you heard him. Off the field, girl. Wow, who's that kid?
I don't know, but he's awesome.
All right, mister, you can catch like a man. Now, let's see if you can hit like one.
Right, coach.
Aren't you going to take that gear off?
It's my lucky mask, coach.
Oh.
Hey,
you're definitely on my team. What's your name, son? What do you think you're doing?
I think I just made the team, sir.
Not my team.
Why not? I just showed you I can do it.
Doesn't matter. This is a man's team. Now, hit the showers. The girls' showers.
It's just not fair. Those guys are no better than we are.
Well, I don't know about me, but you were great, Patty. You could probably beat that whole team yourself.
Not by myself, but we could. Huh? Doug, you just gave me a great idea.
I did?
Hey, how would you guys like to play on your very own softball team?
But we're terrible.
Says who?
Coach Spitz.
Well, I say we can be as good as anybody. We just need a chance to show what we can do. Coach Spitz, wait! We're challenging the Bluffington Honkers to a softball game.
What?
Yeah, right. Presenting Patty's Pulverizers. What'd you say, Coach? Are you man enough to accept my challenge?
Coach Spitz never turns down a challenge. Be here Saturday, noon. We'll be glad to kick your butt.
We'll be here.
Patty, we're not a team. They'll kill us.
But this is our chance. Y'all want to play, right?
Yeah.
All we got to do is stick together and play like a team. We'll practice tomorrow at Lucky Field after school.
Be there, men, or I'll kick your butt.
Come on, really. I'm counting on you.
Oh, great. She's counting on me.
Be right free. You're out.
Doug Funny, how's it feel to blow the World Series, ruin your career, and destroy your chances with Patty Mayonnaise?
It was our first practice, and Patty was doing all she could to turn us into a team.
Okay, I'm gonna pop one up.
Oh, I got it.
Oops. Okay, let's just try that again. Patty, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm hot and I'm sweaty. Plus, I got this ugly mark on my forehead from this cap.
But, BB, if you quit, we'll be one man. Player short.
Okay, let's try some batting practice. Let's go!
This was my big chance to show my stuff. I couldn't let Patty down.
Way to go, Doug! Way to go!
Nice catch.
Come on, guys. So we got off to a rough start. We're winners, and we gotta start acting like it. See you tomorrow. Man.
Patty wouldn't come out and say it, but we were all feeling that things were pretty hopeless.
Everybody looked so down after practice. I wish there was something to inspire them, to make them feel like a team.
Hey, Patty. Hey, Doug. You know what you need? A cold peanutty buddy.
Yeah, sure.
Just look for the man in the Mr. Swirly uniform.
Uniform.
And here they are, Patty's pulverizers. And don't their new uniforms look great?
Uniforms.
Yeah, uniforms would make us feel like a team. But, Doug, they're very expensive.
Very expensive. Patty, leave the uniforms to me.
Catch that. Yeah, heads up. Catch that. Yeah.
Everybody, gather round. We're a great team, right? But there's one thing the Honkers have that we don't.
Talent?
No, uniforms.
You got us uniforms? Cool, man.
Well, sort of. Doug?
Instant uniforms. Compliments of Mr. Dink and the Stick'em Up Bumper Sticker Company.
All right, man.
Now we look like a team.
Patty, I asked Mr. Dink to make this one especially for you.
Thanks, Doug. Okay, everybody, listen up. When things get tough, remember what it says on your uniform. You're a pulverizer. We all are. Now go out there and pulverize them.
Yeah!
Okay, then, let's go get them.
Okay. And the Honkers still lead 2-0. Let that funny strike sound.
Come on, BB, run.
To the big board.
Huh?
And the Honkers pull ahead 3-1.
Okay, Doug, this is it. There's two out, and Skeeter's on third. Knock a homer, and we win the game. Go get him, Doug! Doug, you forgot your batting helmet.
Thanks.
Doug, you're left-handed.
Yeah, is that bad?
Time out! Time out! Try batting this way.
Wow, that's much better.
Holy cow, Buddy! It's a double!
Oh, boy. If Patty gets a home run, we could win.
Come on, Mayonnaise.
Huh?
And it's anybody's game!
Sorry I let you down.
Who's let down? Hey, they could have killed us and they didn't.
That was fun. Can we play again?
I'm proud to be a pulverizer.
Patty, you showed a lot of guts. You almost beat us.
Yeah, not bad for a girl.
Not bad for anybody, son. Now drop and give me 50. Young lady, I've decided to make an exception and let you play for the Honkers. What do you say?
Thanks, Coach. But I'm already on a team. The Pulverizers.
But you wanted to be on the Honkers.
What kind of a captain would desert her team just when we got another game to play?
Huh?
Coach Spitz, the Pulverizers challenge you to a rematch. Same time next week.
Yeah! Today, I found out that you can lose and still feel like a winner. Also, yes! Patty helped me figure out that being left-handed can come in handy.
Uh-oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the game's been canceled on account of darkness.
Ah!
Ooh, sorry, my job.